Okay, people, today I want to go over starting a YouTube channel and a BitChute channel and what you can get out of both websites. We all know that in today's day and age, YouTube is shadow banning people who even remotely talk about politics, such as myself. I don't even talk about politics overtly most of the time. I really just work it into my book reviews and maybe into other things. Again, this isn't a mostly political based channel, I just work it in, but nonetheless, I'm shadow banned, as we can see from my YouTube views over here. So today I wanted to go over starting a YouTube channel, starting a BitChute channel, what your expectations should be depending on the content you probably do. And of course, that's not overall, I just mean about if you're going to talk about politics or not. And then the inconsistencies you can also expect from YouTube. And the best way to do that is looking at my own YouTube shit. Yeah. Okay, so let's take a good look at my YouTube channel overall. I started this bad boy on December 4th, 2024, and I started it because Google Timeline was killed for the web browser. That was fucking bullshit. It's super annoying. If I want to even vaguely use it now, I have to use it through your phone app, and that one's dog shit. It was so great on your computer. Even though the government loves to track relentlessly, it was still quite useful, and you might as well have taken advantage of it, because they're going to track you whether you like it or not. And the web version was great. So I'm not going to hash that video out too much, but that was the straw that broke the camel's back, and I decided to make that video. And as you can see, I got a whopping 63 views, and that was back in December. So this is kind of like a 6-month project, maybe 7 months almost at this point, of what the hell has happened and am I happy with where I am with this, right? So we're just gonna look at the views overall very quickly. 63, 44, 12, 19, 10, 11, nothing much at the beginning. Then we get to 309 when I made a pretty overt video talking about politics with Joe Rogan and Mark Zuckerberg, and that got 309. And then we go to 23, back to 5, and then 276 with my Leviathan and enemy summary, which I thought was great. Then we go back to 24, 38, and then the Civil War video I did, which is like an hour and a half, had 511 views, and the best video I've done on YouTube at least, was Tinder, talking about Tinder being dog shit. And that got 929 views. Since then, it's been 32, 33, 18, 13, 66, 18, 58, and 13. So nothing too crazy there. So I have 31 subscribers and 22 videos. So as you can see, YouTube in total gives me 2,525 views. Kind of a funny number. But you can see that most of it is composed of these four videos. When we look at exactly 2,025 of my views, 80% of them, this is literally definition of the Pareto principle, 80% of them come from four of my videos, right? But let's go into a little bit more depth. What about those videos is so compelling that made those people choose that video, right? And why not the other ones, right? It's not like I don't put effort into other ones. Why did those four get all the views on YouTube, right? Okay, so now we're gonna look at the YouTube side of things. You can see that I have 308 views on this Mark Zuckerberg video. And, oh man, I wish it was able to do this, but it's not. I wish it was able to give you a hourly breakdown in each day, but it doesn't look like it's going to do that. It looks like it's only going to do every 24 hours. So it was more fun to watch this live when I had actually done it, but there would be times where for a few hours it would go crazy, and then it just did absolutely nothing, right? And it got no views, right? So in the first day, it got 43, great. And then the next day or two, it just gets nothing, and then it goes right back to getting something. And really, from day four to day seven and... to day five was really kind of a pivotal moment where it just like exploded. We'll say, I know 70 views isn't a whole bunch, but then it keeps going up, up, and then it kind of starts flatlining again, getting a couple views, trickle, 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 and you know, it kind of works up. And really, it's been stuck since, I guess, what is this, day 38 or 39 or whatever. So within the first month, it got 288, and it's gotten like, what, 20 views since. And you can see this is completely flat here, right? And this video is better than some of the other ones where it just like dies, you know? And I guess this is a slightly better breakdown. It shows you which days go crazier, right? And it's kind of, basically this day was the day where it got like 65 here, yeah. Something I'm fascinated by is how many people are using mobile phones that view YouTube now. I guess that is becoming more and more the trend. So people like myself who are just PC users, no matter what, I would refuse to do anything on my phone that requires any amount of effort. I would rather just do it on my PC. Mobile phones have taken over. It's wild to me, you know. I guess TV is kind of a thing now. I don't even know. I'm not in with what the kids are these days, you know. So that's my first kind of successful video, you know. So we do Leviathan and its enemies. This is a book review. In the first day, it got 21 views. Then nothing. Then nothing. Then nothing. And well, a few more. February 3rd. And then February 4th, it kind of explodes, like doubles its view, basically. And then it really goes crazy over here. The next day, it gets like another 100 or so. And then it goes to 155. Then it kind of trickle, 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 not much. And then over here in June, it kind of gets a few more views boosted, right? That's a little bit weird. So I don't know. This is very unusual to see from YouTube. But this is what's so bullshit about it, right? You mean to tell me that a video that was taking off with doing... And again, this book is very specific and very niche. People who want to read about this book and see specific videos are going to be very interested in that book. I did the book review. I told you guys why it was so fascinating and what the arguments were like inside of it. But people who are reading that book will probably look for YouTube videos about it because it's such compelling material. But of course, it's political again, right? So when that book is advertised, people are going to probably watch that video through, you know, like fully, right? So again, this is not going to be a video that gets like hundreds and hundreds of thousands of views, right? That's not what the goal is with making that. It's to find the 500 people or the 1500 people that like that book a lot and want to think about the other ideas that are involved in it. And maybe by watching a summary, like that's something I love to do with my books, right? After I read a book and it's been really, really compelling or really awesome, I want to go look at other YouTube videos about it and see if there's anything that I might have missed or if there's any other thought-provoking ideas that could come out of someone else's thoughts with it and see what else other people thought. I think that that's always awesome when you do a post-book like review, you know? So you can kind of see that it just disappears. So we're at 148 on February 5th. I guess like getting 50 views in 2 months is kind of whatever, right? But it just doesn't make sense why it would explode here a little bit. And I use the word explode, which is kind of funny, but it gets 30 views out of nowhere here, right? So what does this really signal? There's not really any consistency to YouTube with these kinds of videos. Of course, this book is probably auto shadow banned by anyone on YouTube. But it goes crazy here. It just completely dies off. And then it kind of picks up for a second over here, and then it just dies off again, you know? So this is the bullshit that you deal with YouTube. Again, the whole point of this channel is to speak to people who are also interested in certain things. And if those are a little bit taboo because society can't handle it, so be it. And this book is like the definition of that, right? Okay, so then let's go look at the Civil War one I did, which is like an hour and a half based on Alan Seguelzo's Fateful Lightning book. That book was awesome. It made the Civil War way more real in a way that I'd never been able to think that like it would apply to life. Because, you know, when you learn about the Civil War, it's like, okay, this is 160 years ago. Who gives a shit, you know? But we can see that the video that I released, it goes from March 18th. So it gets... within the first 3 days, it gets 29 views, right? Then it goes to 246 immediately, and then 417 within 5 days, and then from 417, it just kind of starts getting a few views here and there, and then it just completely flatlines in when you get to April, right? Now it's not getting anyone, and it's just completely dead, right? So someone turned on the kill button because it was getting a little bit too much popularity in terms of this. I mean, within the first 2 days, I had more views on this video than my whole entire channel, right? 417 is awesome. It just completely flatlines, and this is what's so frustrating about YouTube. So if you start a YouTube channel and you're putting all your eggs into the YouTube basket, and you want to talk about things like politics or anything that's like semi-truth-based, you're in for a really rough ride, right? Because you can't control whatever's going on behind the Wizard of Oz sort of mechanics going on at YouTube headquarters, right? We know what's going on, but they won't admit it. Every YouTube channel is having an equal chance. There's no shadow banning. Why would we algorithmically throttle anything, you know? Yeah, go fuck yourself. Okay, and then we'll do the Tinder bashing one, which I think is like one of my favorite videos. I love just bashing on Tinder because it is kind of dog shit, but I didn't expect it to get as many views as it did. But this is the most blatant case of shadow banning and horse shit that you can deal with in YouTube, right? Within the first few days, it gets 69 views, which is great. And then the third day, it's already at 345. The fourth day, it's at 882. And it was getting views. It was getting like 10 views per hour, something crazy like that, right, for me. And then it goes from day 4 to day 5, 913, 919, 9... And you mean to tell me that a video that got this many views this fast just completely, like, died and isn't even getting, like, a, you know, getting to the 1,000 mark? I think it's total fucking bullshit, right? It's been in the 920s since... It gets to 882. It gets to 913 on March 30th, and I've gotten 16 views since March 30th when it got 800 views in the first few seconds. You can see that 60% of people were still watching by the 30 second mark, which is typical. I don't even know what any of this shit really means, to be honest. But you mean to tell me that this just like completely flatlined and died out of nowhere after 4 days when it got 800 views in the first like two days? It got like a span of two days it got 800 views, and you mean to tell me I'm supposed to just buy it's gotten like 20 views in the last few months? I don't know. I'm not saying, you know, hey, maybe people did get sick of my video and just said, oh man, I can't stand this, right? And it signaled bad retention, right? But here's the thing, I don't give a shit because YouTube's not my primary place of putting out my videos. One of the whole purposes of YouTube is almost kind of just to experimentally see how long I can go for on it before I get shut down or striked, because they can remove anyone at any time for any reason, right? And we all know that that's total bullshit. Like, why would you make a deal with a platform that's going to just have all the power and you have none of it, and you have no idea what's going on at all, you know? Because they have the black box of shadowy mystery where they're pulling the levers behind, like, the curtain, you know? So why would you make a deal with someone to try to make money from it when you're going to have absolutely no power and no consistency, you know? and they can just remove your channel at the drop of a hat. So those are my four videos, but you can kind of see that this is some fucking total rigged horseshit, right? So now I'm coming back to you guys from the other side. I'm in the bottom right. So YouTube, we can see I got 25 views. It's composed mostly of those four videos that we went over where it just suddenly dies out of nowhere. And in the case of the Tinder one, it really died out of nowhere. But 7 months in, I get 2,500 views on YouTube. Is that really something you want to go for? That's a very low amount of views, right? So of course, I'm not saying I'm a great content creator. I'm just saying that when you compare it to fucking BitChute and Rumble, something else is going on. When we look at my BitChute channel, these are all the views I've gotten and everything. You can see that in no case is there ever any inconsistency. It's almost wild. The only inconsistency is these first three videos. It's just crazy, right? So the most recent video I did was, I think, on inflation. It goes consistently up, 140. Like, look at this. There's no other video that really exceeds it. And this is almost, like, kind of suspicious on BitChute's part. It's like, how do these videos get such consistent amounts of views to the point where nothing really, like, the most recent video, like, every single video I'm putting out is getting consistent views. I don't have a ton of subscribers, so I'm not sure if this is, like, a bunch of random people all looking at the same video, and it just happens to be like this. But this is almost like a pattern. It's pretty wild to say that, you know, certain videos, like, the only video where I've, like, gone down is this was the election video, which is basically my best video, which of course got nothing on YouTube. I talked about the election and how states voted, and then the first two videos I got now at this point, 7 months later, are at 251, 253. This one's at 373, and it kind of goes down from there. But look at the consistency. It's remarkable. These are the high 280s, 290, 273, this is 296, and then it goes to the 250s, and it's just, at no point do any of these videos cross that 200 threshold before any of these videos. So what you're in for with BitChute, if you do something like I'm doing, is you're gonna get very, very consistent views, and it's not gonna show up much within the first week or two. BitChute's almost like a long-term platform, because if you look at most of my views, most of them come from the 200 range. 4,000 of it is all from these videos that have 200 or more, right? But the thing too is it's extremely consistent, right? So the audience in BitChute, we all know, is probably a lot more informed and looking for things that are going to be shadow banned, so they're more likely to find your videos interesting and actually stick with you over there, right? So that's why when I've made all my videos, most of the time I'm really just catering to the BitChute platform rather than the YouTube one. I just kind of throw it at YouTube because it is kind of fun to see these videos take off very quickly. And it's also a testament to how much better BitChute is, because even though I have none of my videos, my highest video is 929 on YouTube, and my highest video on BitChute is, go figure, the one that I put the most effort into, and it's at 373, right? That is nowhere near 929 or even 511. It's in the same ballpark as 511, but 929 is easily double that, right? Here's the thing about YouTube. YouTube, any video can take off at any point for whatever reason. It could be a long time later, but the thing is, it's a borderline degenerate if you think you're gonna get those kinds of videos to happen all the time, right? I have 7,600 views between BitChute and Rumble, but BitChute has 2/3 of that just because it's way more consistent of a platform. And you know what? Here's the thing. And this is why I like BitChute so much more, is because not only do I get more views, it's a platform where people will actually be able to find my material that are really looking for it and will be interested in it. YouTube, you have no idea who's gonna be able to see what. The algorithm, the way that it advertises videos to people, is totally just messed up and random at this point. And with BitChute, you know what you're getting. So here's the thing. Before you make a YouTube channel or a BitChute channel, you have to ask yourself certain questions about what do you want out of this, right? For me, it was important to me to at least get some sort of message out to some sort of audience, right? When I find people in real life, I don't feel like they're all that receptive on average to the kinds of things that interest me that I do on my YouTube channel here, right? And I felt like at least 10 people would be able to benefit from the work that I'm doing or the stuff that I'm posting, right? If I could just find 10 people that like these kinds of topics and find what I do valuable, that's enough spiritual income for me to keep posting, even though I'm making no money from this channel, right? My goal was not monetary. My goal was to try to get my message out, or at least find people who find things that I find interesting as well. The best way that I could find that was making a YouTube and BitChute channel. And as you can see, I'm beating that every single video with BitChute, basically. At least 10 people view it, and of course, not everyone's gonna view the whole entire video. Some people are gonna click out within the first minute or two because it doesn't interest them, right? Not everyone's gonna watch every video from every content creator, you know? But if I can find 10 people who find that interesting, right? That's where my goal was really at. So out of those 300 people or 250 people that are watching my video, let's say that 100 of them actually stick around for the whole thing. Well, that beats the goal that I had. That 10x is the goal that I had, right? I just wanted 10 people to look at what I was doing and find it interesting, right? And maybe gain something from it by bringing them a new perspective, or them leaving a comment so other people can also see that, you know? So as pathetic as you may think, getting 2,000 views on YouTube and 5,000 on BitChute for a grand total of 7,500 is, my goal is being met every video I make. So here's the thing, you need to ask yourself before you make this YouTube channel or a channel like this, what do I want out of this? Do I want money? Well, sticking to politics and YouTube is pretty much a disaster at this point. If you want to make money, you're going to have to make it from some other form of content, because politics is just going to get you shadow banned, as we can see from my channel. Do you have other alternatives? Is Rumble a good alternative? Is BitChute the place to be for that, you know? What are your goals? Do you want to put the truth out there, right? That's basically what I was trying to do. Do you want money? You know to avoid YouTube then, if you're going to do politics. What kind of an audience do you want, right? The audience I have is extremely niche. A lot of them are looking at books that I do, looking for overtones and how it compares to society from those books, and also want to hear things that are really hard to find these days, which is the truth, right? We know that the truth and whatever else is in reality gets suppressed ruthlessly, right? So, you know, are you someone who's gonna care about how big your audience is, and are you gonna give up? If you're only getting 100 views per video, if you're getting 200, maybe 300, of course, I'm not the greatest content creator of all time. I'm just happy with what I'm doing because I'm exceeding my goal every time I post a video after a few months, right? Are you someone who's gonna look at 100 views or 200 views or 1,000 views and be disappointed? Because there's a lot of YouTube channels who make a lot of money and they get lots of views. So when you compare yourself to them, it's like, damn, bro, I'm not making anything from this. How am I supposed to ever be like famous, right? So you just have to have a conversation with yourself about what your goals are going to be and what you would be happy with, right? I thought I was going to be, so for me, I thought I was going to be getting maybe 10 to 15 views per video collectively between BitChute and YouTube. And lo and behold, I'm getting over 200 views consistently. Not a single video I've posted has not gotten 200 views after a few months. And they're all consistently going up, even if it's only by 5 or 6 a day sometimes. So I'm satisfied. I am more than happy with that. I thought I was going to be getting 10 to 15, and here I am getting 2 to 300. Because again, that means that 75 to 125 people are looking at my videos and being like, wow, this guy made some real good sense. I'm gonna go take what he said and use it in my life, you know? So I don't know, you have to have expectations for yourself, and if they get exceeded, that's wonderful, you know? I can tell you I am thrilled with where I am right now with this, right? Of course, getting almost 8,000 views total is nothing to be like, wow, I'm the best person ever. But when you compare it to the original goal that I had, hands down, very happy with where I am, you know? So to finish this off, we'll just go over Rumble real quick. I've gotten 200 views from Rumble. It's very inconsistent. I can't tell what's going on. I thought that, so the expectations I had for BitChute in terms of getting 10 to 15 views is generally what's actually happening on Rumble, right? Most of these videos are not getting anything. The best video I've had is 31 and 25 and in the 20s. And then most of the time I get 1, 2, or 8. Views, right? So nothing much. I've gotten this paltry 218 views. So it's kind of wild, right? Because I don't use Rumble, but if we just look at Rumble as a platform real quick, we'll just hit the home button to see what everything's getting. If we just hit the trending tab, you can see that Crowder is getting 865,000 views. It's not like you can't get views on this, but it looks like it's really hard to start it up, whereas BitChute's at least like giving it, right? Now, of course, the trade-off is BitChute generally doesn't get that many views at the maximum, right? It's a little bit more even. I'm baffled really by how many people are using Rumble, because a lot of these videos are getting like at least a couple hundred views, 15,000, there's 1.8 million here. A lot of these numbers are a lot higher than you would think, you know? So I haven't mastered Rumble. I don't know what the deal is. I guess I'll figure it out at some point. But right now I'm mostly a BitChute-based channel because that's where I get all my views, you know?